Welcome back to NewsRamp Legal for Thursday morning, May 14th, 2026. As always, real news stories with AI narration. Visit newsramp.com for the full articles. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted newscrafters.com news curation. Here we go.
Canadian judges accused of covering up Itaipu pension fund fraud. Paraguayan lawyer Julio Benitez filed a complaint with the Canadian Judicial Council, alleging senior Ontario judges protected a massive judicial fraud involving the Itaipu Binacional pension fund. The complaint accuses judges of enabling false judgments, suppressing banking evidence, and protecting financial actors linked to millions allegedly diverted through Swiss and Canadian accounts. The case has had significant consequences for pension fund members and Paraguayan taxpayers. Investor news breaks: Lunai Bioworks Inc. targets alleged naked short sellers in securities fraud lawsuit. Lunai Bioworks Inc. has filed a federal securities fraud lawsuit in Delaware, alleging naked short sellers manipulated trading in its common stock. The complaint cites SEC Regulation SO violations, with failures to deliver shares exceeding baseline rates. The lawsuit seeks damages, injunctive relief, and legal cost recovery, with expedited discovery to identify defendants and halt manipulative trading. Apple agrees to pay $250 million settlement in iPhone AI lawsuit. Apple has agreed to pay a $250 million settlement in the United States to resolve a lawsuit over its artificial intelligence marketing for recent iPhones. The case focused on claims that the company misled customers about the capabilities and availability of new AI features promoted under the name Apple Intelligence. Companies like Core AI Holdings, Inc. will look at this case as a significant development in the tech industry. I get it. Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Legal Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.